With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The man charged in the death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson makes a court appearance in Pennsylvania.
The suspect in the killing of the UnitedHealthcare CEO shooting shouted at reporters as he entered court in Pennsylvania.
What are you doing? That's completely out of touch. And it's an insult to the intelligence of the American people.
Deputies struggled with Luigi Nicholas Mangione and pushed him inside the courthouse for a brief hearing. Mangione's defense lawyer, Thomas Diggy, told the court that he wouldn't waive extradition to New York, but instead wanted a hearing on the issue. He has 14 days to challenge detention. Mangione was arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after a McDonald's customer recognized him and notified an employee. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky fell and sprained his wrist Tuesday while walking out of a GOP luncheon. Bob Agnew reports.
McConnell was walking out of his weekly party lunch with Wyoming Senator John Barrasso when he tripped and fell. Barrasso, himself a medical doctor, says McConnell walked back to his office on his own after the fall. Barrasso described the 82-year-old McConnell as fine and 100% and said he'll be resuming a regular schedule. McConnell had polio in his early childhood and has long acknowledged some difficulty as an adult in walking and climbing stairs. Bob Agnew reporting.
Israel says it bombed more than 350 military sites in Syria during the previous 48 hours, targeting most of the strategic weapons stockpiles in the country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the wave of strikes was necessary to keep the weapons from being used against Israel following the Syrian government's collapse. This is SRN News. Oregon will force insurance companies to cover sex change operations.
Beginning in January, both public and private insurers will have to offer a wide range of transgender treatments or risk losing their license to operate in the state. Oregon will be the first state to institute such a rule based on guidelines from the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Legal experts say it's highly likely that the new state of affairs will quickly be challenged in court, especially where it is liable to infringe on the rights of religious groups. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York City is suffering from a drought, and that could put a damper on Hanukkah celebrations. A number of synagogues and Jewish organizations traditionally set up outdoor menorahs with actual burning candles, and city officials may ban such displays due to risk of fire. No final decision has been made, and Hanukkah does not begin until December 25th, but Jewish leaders are making alternate plans. This is SRN News. The new 2025 through 2030 dietary guidelines for Americans is out.
The recommendations for the 2025 dietary guidelines sound familiar. Americans should eat more beans, peas, and lentils and cut back on red and processed meats and starchy vegetables. It's also a good idea to continue to limit added sugars, sodium, and saturated fat. That's the advice released by an expert panel of nutritionists charged with counseling the U.S. government about the 2025 edition of the dietary guidelines. But the 20-member panel did not weigh in on the growing role of unprocessed foods that have been linked to health problems, saying there's not enough evidence to tell people to avoid them. I'm Shelley Adler.
Police in Anderson Township, Ohio, say that Joe Burrow's home was broken into during the team's Monday night football win over the Cowboys in Arlington. More details at SRNnews.com.